Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
86, 99 days since Joe Biden promised he wouldn't leave a single American behind. Latest report, there are hundreds of Americans still trapped behind enemy lines, their families, thousands of green card holders, people eligible to be in this country. And then, of course, our Afghan allies that are being hunted down and murdered on a regular basis. When you look at the disaster that is Afghanistan, and it was a disaster, it's amazing how the media, just like Joe Biden, they just turn the page as if it didn't happen. The single biggest preventable debacle on foreign policy ever, and they turn the page. If Donald Trump abandoned Americans behind enemy lines like this, you don't think every program in America, every single liberal voice in this country wouldn't be screaming bloody murder that Donald Trump abandoned his fellow Americans? They would be. How is it, whatever happened on the disaster that is, you know, Joe Biden handed three vaccines, monoclonal antibodies that he's only mentioned one time that I've heard about a month ago. And then when it was working in Florida, he starts rationing something that we have plenty of, we don't have any shortage of, which is monoclonal antibodies. We have more Americans dead from COVID this year with Joe Biden as president than Donald Trump all of 2020. And that's, you know, the little that we heard from Joe Biden, the candidate hiding out in his basement bunker, it was all about COVID. That's why I'm holding out and I got my mask on and hang on, let me do it over. It's just a disaster. Then you look at the energy. I'm going to get into this energy issue and the energy secretary, Jennifer Granholm, in a minute. Then inflation, a lot of it is connected to the high cost of energy. How much, when's the last time you filled up your gas tank? How much more is it costing you? Because I know people 20, 25, 30 bucks more each time you fill up. You know, average person paying $1.50 more a gallon. Jennifer Granholm said, yeah, it's going to cost more to heat your homes. It doesn't have to be that way. But the American people now, looking at inflation, look at the economy, looking at the borders, they have had it. Because every one of these issues has been and is completely preventable. And these are problems we could solve instantly. Now, Joe Biden would have to bring back the stay in Mexico policy, start rebuilding the wall. He'd have to get rid of this idiot policy of process and release into the country. He'd have to get rid of this insanity. I mean, we'll get into this whole idea. Joe Biden is asked by Peter Ducey, are you paying $450,000 for illegal immigrants? That's garbage. What are you talking? People like, that's, you're spewing garbage. Then it turns out Joe is now its most passionate, ardent supporter. I don't know what's worse, the fact that Joe didn't know his own administration plan to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrants, illegal being the key word, people that did not respect our laws, our borders, and our sovereignty. Why would we pay them $450,000 each? And then Joe is now passionately out there selling it. This is madness. We can't afford it, number one. Well, you see it. We have USA Today. They came out with a poll yesterday. Biden's approval at 38%. Perhaps even more interesting to me, because there are now numerous polls have Biden in the mid-30s, Kamala Harris only at 28%. That speaks volumes about the person that I guess everybody thought would be the likely successor to Biden, assuming that Biden just is not going to have the strength and the stamina to run in 3 years from now. I don't see how it's possible. You have a few honest Democrats waking up. George Norcross, for example, South Jersey insurance executive who leads one of the most powerful Democratic organizations in the country. You know, he told Politico he had no idea that Phil Murphy's victory would be that close in New Jersey. There are a few people in the Democratic Party that are waking up. But for the most part, the Democrats seem to be just doubling down on dumb and dumber. and, you know, pushing now again the new Green Deal socialism. It's pretty unbelievable. Even reporters, there was a report out, were laughing as Biden scolded them for not explaining the supply chain very well after he blames COVID. The media sees it now. The world sees it. You know, Vladimir Putin now is saber-rattling, building up his troops right along the Ukrainian border. Here we go again. Then you got China now making mock-ups of U.S. ships that they can play war games with and take them out of the water and flying over Taiwan's airspace with fighter jets pretty much any time they choose. And the reunification talk, it's even louder. You know, 70, you know, it's just unbelievable. 64% of registered voters want to dump Biden in 2024. That's also part of the USA Today survey. Now we have a flood of Democrats being reported by The Hill today. They're bracing for the possibility of a major wave of coming in 2022, 1 year from now. So there are a lot of them now are saying, I don't need this. And they're thinking of retiring. 14 House Democrats have already announced that they will not seek re-election in 2022, especially after what happened in Virginia and what happened in New Jersey. I think the handwriting is on the wall, and a lot of Democrats don't feel like living through it. And now the Democrats' answer to this is to double down on stupid. You know, at what point here, what is worse? Ask yourself this question. Is it worse that Joe Biden didn't know his own administration was paying illegal immigrants, that they were contemplating a policy of theirs, $450,000 if there was separation of family members? They weren't supposed to be at the border. They weren't supposed to enter the country illegally. They were supposed to respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty. Why would we ever reward people that don't respect our laws? Pretty unbelievable. And I don't know if it's worse that Joe didn't know or the fact that now he's passionately defending that which he didn't know last week. I don't know what's worse. You know, we had Ron DeSantis saying that the Biden administration has landed dozens of secret flights carrying illegal immigrants to his state. You know, these states now are put in a position. What are they to do when the president of the United States decides to pick and choose what laws he's going to support and enforce and what laws he's just going to ignore? And remember, not only is there preferential treatment and now we're talking about payouts to illegal immigrants, but there's no COVID testing. There's no vaccine mandates for illegal immigrants. They're now getting preferential treatment and they're not even getting burdened the same way the American people are. Biden appears to mock America's intelligence, questions whether they understand supply chain issues. Yeah, we know you screwed it up. That's what we know. As is now, his approval rating is just cratering. It was an interesting piece in USA Today. What do Americans want Joe Biden to do now? Because all of these problems I'm mentioning are fixable. We can go to Afghanistan and we can get our fellow Americans abandoned home. We can bring back stay in Mexico policy, rebuild, start building the wall again and end process and release. We can go back and return to energy independence if we want. Joe Biden has no intention, as clearly indicated by his energy secretary. We can, thus by doing that, we go a long way to ending the inflation problem that, again, Joe Biden is causing. You know, listen to Jennifer Granholm from last week laughing when asked about what she's going to do to increase production of oil. Listen.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
She's clearly not qualified for the job. They inherited energy independence. They inherited it. And then as policy, they decided to abandon exploration in places like Alaska. They decided to end the Keystone XL pipeline. And by the way, they're now moving in the direction of getting rid of another pipeline. I mean, I was shocked to see this. Sources are telling Politico today that the White House is doing a deep data dive on understanding what would happen potentially if they shut down Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline, which would impact fuel prices in and around Michigan. We already know the answer. Why are we begging OPEC when all you have to do is ask Texas, Oklahoma, Alaska, North Dakota? Let's start there. They'll gladly step up and help the American people out. You know, and the idea that you're blaming OPEC, OPEC is laughing at Biden and laughing at the United States, and they're taking advantage of us because they think and know that we're being really stupid. They know that we have more energy than they do. Joe Biden, he made the decision to capitulate to the new Green Deal radical socialists, and that's why he fired people that were working on, you know, in the energy sector all over the place. You know, Jennifer Granholm's answer this weekend is that you, the American people, should expect to pay more for gas and oil. Here's what she said.
Should Americans in what will likely be a cold winter, most of them are, expect to pay higher prices for heating their homes?
Yeah, this is going to happen. It will be more expensive this year than last year. We are in a slightly beneficial position, well, certainly relative to Europe, because their chokehold of natural gas is very significant. They're going to pay five times higher. But we have the same problem in fuels that the supply chains have, which is that the oil and gas companies are not flipping the switch as quickly as the demand requires. And so that's why the president has been focused on both the immediate term and the long term.
You could fix Afghanistan and go save our Americans you abandoned. You could fix the border and you can fix the energy problem by going back to Trump's energy independence problems. It's that simple. You know, if you look at the impact on the economy, every single thing that we purchase and buy, starting with filling our gas tanks, heating and cooling our homes, every store you go to, every item you buy in every store you go to, we're now paying unnecessarily high prices. And the Americans that are hurt the most are the ones that Democrats claim to have the most compassion for. And that's the poor and the middle class, because if they're paying 15, 20, 25 bucks more to fill their gas tank and heat their home, maybe $500 to $1,000, they can't afford it. They cannot afford this. But then, you know, you'll have people on TV make fun of a family of 11 that can't afford to buy milk because the price has gone up nearly a dollar a gallon. Unbelievable. All of this is fixable. You can resolve all of this. I know, but the media would be so upset because they'd have to deal with a few mean tweets from Donald Trump. I'll take mean tweets and energy independence and secure borders and lower taxes and respect on the world stage from all these hostile regimes over this cognitive mess that we've got Joe Biden. I never thought it could get this bad this quickly, but it has. And what's frustrating is you can reverse course. That is not going to happen, because now they're pushing even harder for their new Green Deal. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Listen, all of us every single day are putting our personal information at risk on the internet. Now, these cyber criminals are out there, and they'll destroy your name and reputation and your finances. They'll rob you blind if they can. They'll kill your credit score. LifeLock sees the threats we otherwise miss on our own. They'll scour the dark web on your behalf. If your information is compromised, you'll get an alert. If, in fact, your identity ever gets stolen, you get a dedicated restoration specialist for you. You know, some surveillance apps like Stalkerware can collect information for you while avoiding detection by pretending to be something else. You got to be very careful. Anyway, LifeLock.com by Norton. They have a very low annual rate. Today, you save an additional 25% off your first year. Just call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to the website, LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Hannity. On top of their low, low annual rate, you save an additional 25% off. Use my last name, Hannity, LifeLock.com, 1-800-LIFELOCK.